Christopher Decker. Good morning. How are you doing, Chris?
Good morning. Awesome. How are you today?
Really well. It's been a while, I think, since you've been on the air, a year or so, probably.
Yes, just about. Yep.
Yep. And welcome back to Rehoboth Beach, another fun summer ahead at Clear Space Theater.
Yes, we got a lot going on this summer. We have three main stage shows, SpongeBob the Musical, Kinky Boots, and Jesus Christ Superstar. I'm actually part of Jesus Christ Superstar and actually costumed the other two shows. And then we actually have a fun late night series that happens on Fridays and Saturday nights at 10 o'clock after our main stage shows. And one of those things is my show called Just the Tip.
And Chris, you live in Washington, D.C.?
I'm originally from Washington, D.C. This year I made the big move back to Rehoboth here.
Did you?
So I'm just outside of town in Rehoboth. Yep, I just officially became a Delawarean.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that. What
Thank
made
you, so
you decide
much.
To take that move to the first state?
You know, this community, the community of Rehoboth, the community that Clear Space has provided has made me really want to become a full member here.
I'm glad to hear that. So for those people that aren't familiar with Clear Space Theater on Baltimore Avenue in downtown Rehoboth Beach, it's always a great lineup, especially during the summer. It seemed to be back-to-back ongoing shows, several shows like right now running at the same time.
Oh, yes. We have something for everyone. So those three shows I mentioned, Kinky Boots, SpongeBob, and Jesus Christ Superstar, each one of those runs two nights a week, every week. So if you check our calendar on our website, you can see what days they're running because they actually flip. So if there's a day that works better for you, if you only like to come to the theater, for example, on a Wednesday night in Rehoboth, that's okay. You can still see all three of our shows because they play different days during the week, every week. We even have 11 a.m. performances on Saturdays of Winnie the Pooh and The Wizard of Oz for our younger audiences, where it's just $5 a ticket. And then, like I said, I have my show, which is for mature audiences at 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights.
And it's what, Just the Tip, a gay cabaret?
Yes, it is. It's my show, created completely by me, with a little bit of my life story and some fun stories, some serious moments, but all sprinkled with a lot of fun and humor and costumes. And I always say it's sprinkled with lots of glitter and rhinestones everywhere.
That's great. And for those people that might not be familiar, parking after 5 o'clock in the permit parking spaces is free during the summer. So you can head down for a great dinner before the theater at Clear Space.
Yes, and even better, if you want to come see my show, that starts at 10, and it actually starts a little after 10 strictly because we're waiting for the main stage show to get out. Metered spaces are free at 10 p.m.
Very
true. So if you
want
to come out late at night and have some fun, there is free parking completely.
That's great. Well, Chris, it's always a pleasure speaking with you here, and you are all so multifaceted when it comes to the parts that you played over the years. Do you have a favorite?
Oh gosh, it's always, when anyone asks me what's my favorite role to play, I always, you know, it's like trying to pick a favorite child. It's like, how do you do it? You know, my favorite answer though is I'd like to say it hasn't been written yet. You know, it's still coming.
Interesting.
But,
okay.
You know, I think if I had to absolutely pick, I loved playing Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror. And then I absolutely love, even though I'm just myself in my show at Just the Tip, that's got to be my favorite because it's fully all me.
And have you been a fan of going to late night theater and dressing up and watching Rocky Horror Picture over the years?
You know, it's funny, when I was first auditioned for Rocky Horror 2 years ago, I actually didn't know much about it.
Okay.
I hadn't even seen the movie. And then I went into callbacks, and I was like, I should look at this, and watched it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun, and quickly became obsessed with it. So that's actually how I got introduced to it.
And what character did you play?
I got to play Frankenfurter.
I'll be darned. Very good.
Yes.
I can only imagine how fun that was.
Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
So tell us a little bit about your show, Just the Tip, a Gay Cabaret. You mentioned it has life experiences.
Yes. So Just the Tip, I, throughout my life, in my 24 years of age, unfortunately have gone through some things, some highs and most certainly some lows. And how I was able to cope with it is listening to certain artists. And so I decided to create a show where, you know, I kind of talk about some of those experiences while giving you some songs from some of those artists that helped me get through it. So when you come see my show, you're definitely going to see and hear some funny stories. You're going to see different costumes that I created and designed. You're also going to hear music from people like Judy Garland, Shania Twain. There's some musical theater classics that I throw in there, and Cher may or may not make an appearance. I don't know.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, Chris, anything you'd like to add in closing?
Please feel free to come see us at Clear Space Theater. Like I said, we have something for everyone, for all ages. So don't feel like you can't come see us, because we really are here for every single person out there.
That's great. And be sure, late night, Christopher Decker's Just the Tip, a gay cabaret. You can learn more at clearspacetheater.org. Chris, you take care. We look forward to chatting with you again in the future.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.